Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It is 14 minutes past 11 and it's my favourite time of the week because I get to basically do nothing and have one of my pals take over the reins. And we're going to do this.
Jen's Newsy Bits.
Okay, so it is not Jen's Newsy Bits, but it is Jen's friends, and I have Keen Toomey in the studio. Hello, my friend.
Hello, myself. How are you?
How are you?
I am so good. Thank you so much for having me on, Jen. I really appreciate it.
Tell people what time you left to get to Dublin.
I left Cork at 7 a.m. and I'm blaming the app. Like, you know, on Google Maps, you can do this thing where it's like, what time do you want to arrive at? And I picked 10:30, you know, just to be half an hour early. It told me to leave at 7, and sure, I got here at like 9:45. So it was like...
So you've just spent the morning wandering around the Fair City set, basically just knocking on set doors, thinking they were real, trying to get coffee, trying to get a pint of McCoy's. Not happening.
Yeah, I was hoping to get like a chicken roll or something in Spire, but it's just like a plank of wood. It's so impressive though. It's really weird.
I love how people still get impressed when they come to RTÉ and get impressed by the RTÉ First
City set. There's none of that in Cork. Like, the buildings are real in Cork. Like, so when you're walking around, I've never had to question if like this is a legitimate building or not, you know?
You didn't bump into anybody famous?
Oh, I did. I was at the canteen a while ago and I saw Ryan Tuberty. I was like, please get me on the toy show. I would do anything for some freebies on the toy show. That would make my life.
Be amazing, wouldn't it?
I would. He's always in the canteen. I've been here like 3 times and he's always there.
I don't know why.
Like, he's in the canteen more than like on air.
Yeah. That is so true. He gets paid to eat there, I have to say.
Nice.
Okay, let's talk about some of the topics we were talking about during the week that kind of got everybody talking on our text machine and calling in. A woman wrote an article about going on holidays by herself, right? Because everybody thinks it's like Eat, Pray, Love, Julia Roberts, you know, floating around Italy, ice cream, meeting some absolute ride, having the time of their lives, right? And this woman slated it, said it's lonely, it's depressing, it's not for me. Would it be for you?
I actually honestly think so. There's a difference with me because I'm with my partner, Emily, okay? And I consider us like a solid duo. Like, we are attached by the hip. So if I'm going with Emily, I still consider it like we're on our own kind of thing. But okay. I would, like, if I travel, like, I consider leaving the country for anything a holiday, you know? But anytime I travel solo, it's for work or whatever. So, like, for example, like, I was in London at the start of this week.
Yeah.
And I was on my own. And, like, I find it quite comfortable because you can go at your own pace, you can do whatever you want, but like, I don't have that much holiday experience for some reason. Like, I never went off with the lads. Like, I never did like lads pints, you know.
No, you never did that. No. Okay. I went off
like to the Algarve with my mam and stuff. Like, that was my experience.
You're like Graham going on holidays with your mam.
Yeah,
the two
there's
of you
nothing
having a
better.
Time.
There's nothing better. And she pays for the dinner. And like, I am not responsible for anything. Actually, I haven't done it in a while. So, mam, if you're listening, it'd be great to bring me
if
off
you
again.
Take
that'd
me
be great.
Off on holiday.
But like, I'm the worst though, because like, I bake in like 14 degree weather. Like, I just can't do the heat at all. So I'm the type of person to be like, at 3 p.m. when everyone's at the pool relaxing, like, I'm up in the hotel room watching Tipping Point or like just like sitting there drinking sparkling water that I don't like.
So it's not for you. It is not for you.
Like, the idea sounds lovely, but I don't know. Like,
you wouldn't,
I guess,
do you think, is there a fear that you wouldn't do anything? You'd just be in your room the whole time.
Yeah, that doesn't really make me sound like a fun person, does it?
We know you're a fun person, Jerome. How many followers have you got on Instagram now or online?
Oh, well, in total, we have 8 million, if you want to sound all fancy
that
and salesy.
Is very fancy.
Facebook is the main one. It's 5.5 million. We just passed the 5.5.
That's
and,
incredible.
We're almost at 1 million on Instagram, 1 million on TikTok, 1 million everywhere, you know?
I'm surprised Ryan Tuberty didn't come up to you and go, oh my God, you're the guy who has 8 million followers. That's incredible.
Cheeky fella.
I know. So being so, you know, you're huge online, you're very famous online. I'm sure you've never been ghosted, have you?
I never really did like dates. I just like, I had like a teenage, you know, fling, whatever you want to call it, for a year or so. And then like, I met Emily like just maybe a year afterwards. But like, in that gap, you know, the gap year, you know, I took a year off relationships. I just did nothing. Like, I've been on like one date, I think, in my whole life.
Do you remember that one date?
Well, yeah, because it was the only one. But not much really happened. It was like, I'm going to show up. And we got like, it was nice, but I found out that like, she was the Easter bunny in like, I can't remember what restaurant, but like her job was to be the Easter Bunny all day.
Wow.
So we spent like a full 2 hours just talking about, what do you do when you're an Easter Bunny? Like, are you on all year or is it just Easter? But she's the Easter Bunny all year.
Okay.
So it's kind of weird. That's Would you not be just called a bunny? You know? So I wasn't really sure.
So then, okay, so you've never had that whole dating, ghosting.
Nah.
You didn't go through that. So you met Emily. So what, okay, you've mentioned her like five times. Tell me about this woman.
I met her on Tinder out of all the places, would you believe?
You lucked out then if you're still together.
I know. I actually got really lucky. Mm. And Emily's from Waterford, I'm from Cork, so I had to extend the range on the old Tinder.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And I was actually in a radio station myself down in Cork, and you know the songs were playing, so I had my time to, you know, DOS, go on the phone for a while, and I swiped with Emily, and I was like, oh my god, this girl is gorgeous, you know, and yeah, we ended up, we're still together. I mean, we're engaged now. We got engaged last year.
Congratulations!
Christmas. Oh, thank you.
How
it was
did
an
you do
ordeal.
It?
Do you know what? I had all the plans in the world to like do this extraordinary. See, I didn't want to be obnoxious either, because like you could do like really cool things, but I don't want to put Emily under pressure or anything. So I just booked out a really nice hotel room suite. She is a massive Justin Bieber fan. Okay.
Oh, no.
No, don't you say, oh, no, she's at home. Now be like, yeah, well, I don't like Jennifer now after that. But like, no, Emily's camped outside airports. Like,
oh,
Emily's,
she loves him
oh,
that
she's
much.
A hardcore believer.
Wow.
When I first met Emily, her aunt was like, just so you know, you're not the first. You will never be the first love in Emily's life. It's Justin. I was like, okay fair. But
do you have to love him now? I always wonder, you know, because I have to love AC Milan. Do you have to love...
Yeah,
are you actually a believer now?
I think it's an acquired thing,
yeah.
You know? I was like, at the beginning, I was like, oh, Justin Bieber. Mm. But come here, the Purpose album dropped. I was in love. You can call me Kian the Belieber now. But anyway, I was in the hotel room. Justin Bieber, speaking of Justin, his Christmas song was on, Mistletoe. Emily loves that album. So I was like, this is the moment. Bite the bullet. Pop the question. And sure, I had a big spiel in my mind and I ended up just sobbing and just telling her, oh, I love you. Will you marry me, please, babe? And that was that.
Aww.
It wasn't really movie magic, but it was certainly something.
Did she cry then?
Yeah, there was like snots everywhere. Like,
did
we had to call the concierge and be like, can you bring up some extra tissues? Because like, this is like disgusting.
So have you got a plan in place for getting married, or are you going to do a long engagement? What's the crack?
Yeah, we're looking at like 2024, like December. But the place we wanted,
can't wait.
They were like, do you want to come? Mm-hmm. You're more than welcome to come if you want. Like, just pop it up on your Instagram, make it look bougie. But like, we were going to this venue and they pulled out on us. I was like, how bloody well?
Hang on a second. A venue pulled out on you guys?
Yeah, because they have a corporate event on that time.
Oh no.
So I was like, well, all right then. But we're half considering, like, because it was like this, it's this really old home. Like, it's this really cool vintage, you know, fancy ass, like some rich family lived there, I don't know, 1,000 years ago. But like, now we're thinking of just getting a marquee and just popping it into a field somewhere with a few cows and just calling that a day.
I had a couple on yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was revealed that the average spend for a wedding is 24,000 euros, right? This couple did it for just over a grand.
Oh, nice. Mm. Yeah, that's good.
They probably fell out with everybody.
That's
their family, because they had five people at
you
the thing.
You probably got ham sandwiches for dinner and stuff.
Yeah. No, they had food, but they did everything very last minute. Like, went out to the market to get flowers on the morning of the wedding. You know,
that's
a vintage dress on.
Brave.
Depop and all. It's very brave. Mm. You need to know what you're doing. And this is a cool couple. You should see these guys. Would you go down that road, or are you just going to throw money at the problem?
I don't really like the amount of things you can get for 24,000 euro. Like, how many places can you go on your own? Like, I don't know. It's like, it's a very special day, but I don't want to be paying all that money,
stupid money,
to be feeding all my aunts and uncles that I talk to like every funeral.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And do you have to bring, like, have you had the cousin chat? Because I always find with weddings, you're like, oh, we have to get the aunties and uncles, whatever. But I mean, I have a million cousins.
I do as well. And I'm lucky I get on with the majority of them. Like, anyone that I don't get on with, they're not old enough yet. Like, they're like 9 and I haven't found a relatable conversational topic for them, you know?
Okay.
But like,
it's going to be a big one then. It's going to be a big
one. Yeah, probably like 180 or something.
Do something obnoxious
like that.
Ah,
who knows?
Do it. Justin Bieber playing.
Ah, we'll bring the lot. We'll try and get Ed Sheeran to come over and pop a song for us. Who knows?
Listen, the last thing we were talking about, I think it was yesterday, was shows that we want to come back. Because Simon Cowell has come out and said he wants to bring the X Factor back, and nobody needs that.
I didn't even know the X Factor was...
It's gone.
Since when?
I think it's gone a couple of years now.
A couple of years?
Yeah.
That just goes to show how much TV I watch. Oh my God, yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's gone. He wants to bring it back. But I think people are just tired. They're cutting on to the format now. You know, the tears, they come on. They've done it all.
Mm.
So that's a show that we don't need to come back. I would love if like Knight Rider came back.
Ooh.
Or Baywatch.
Bit of David. Oh, or, you're just naming out David Hasselhoff shows.
I'm a big David Hasselhoff.
I can tell already.
Or Glen Rowe. Classic.
Oh, yeah, fair. Classic. Fair. Now, I was probably three.
Yeah, you see.
Like, I barely remember it.
My producer wants Fame to come back.
Fame.
Do you remember Fame?
I don't remember Fame
at
all.
Oh, God, how old are you, Cian?
I'm 28 at the end of the month.
Oh, you need to watch Fame.
The only thing I want, and I'm not being biased because you're right in front of me, but I'm a massive Bridget Naiman fan.
Oh, no.
I actually have a funny story.
Oh, go on.
You know, I was listening to the show earlier and you were on about Americans, you know, and I have a huge American following. And when I went to a thing called Playlist in Florida, and it's kind of this big convention for YouTubers and stuff. And I met, he's one of my inspirations. His name's Brandon Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
He's massive online and he does all these like character sketches. They're very adult. So like, make sure you watch him without the kids around and stuff. But he came up to me and he recognized my accent. And he's like, oh, are you Irish? I was like, yeah. And he's like, RTE player. I was like, what? I was like, what about RT player? Because you get so weird, you know, like Matt Damon with that super value bag. You get so weirded out when you see Americans like holding Irish or talking about Irish products. But he was like, I love and adore Bridget and Amy. I was like, what? I was like, how do you even know RTE is? But he uses you and Brendan as, or Bernard, sorry, Brendan, God.
Everybody does it.
I know, sure, look, I'm sure he'll get over it. Mr. O'Shea, he uses the two of you as inspiration, so you should go have a look.
I think he contacted us once.
No way.
I'm pretty sure he did, and I just put it down to some random creepy American.
Oh no.
Oh no!
Oh no, Ken! No, no.
I'm glad we're having this chat.
No, he's huge. Like,
okay.
Massive. Like,
okay.
Like, hundreds of millions of views on YouTube.
This reminds me of the story. I was in a swimming pool in the Marion Hotel and I saw this owl lad swimming around and he kept following me and my friend into the sauna and steam room and trying to chat. I was like, oh
nice.
My God. So,
how appropriate.
Bruce Springsteen.
No way.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen.
Are you for real?
Automatically became really attractive, like once I found out.
Of course.
He asked me where he should go and then we were chatting to him and he was like, oh, where should I go for food? And
I wish I had a story like that.
I sent him to a chipper. But you know.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Did
you
like
the chipper's
name
again? Leo Burdock's. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It was like, nice. Leo Burdock's or Chapter One. I said either or. They're both really, really good.
They'll hold on to that claim.
Brandon Rogers. Oh my God. I need to go and look up this guy.
Yeah.
Like,
on your own.
Yes.
He's filthy.
Is he?
Filthy. Oh, he's filthy.
Oh, Jesus.
But he's good. He's good.
For the very few people in the country who don't follow you, how can they follow you?
You can follow me anywhere. Facebook, TikTok, all the stuff. I'm actually on Spotify now.
Oh.
Just released a single with Sharon Shannon.
Stop
would you believe
it?
I don't even know how that happened, to be honest. Like, that was just such a... Because I grew up listening to Sharon. And I just wanted something where I was like, I want people to be like, how did this happen? So yeah, we released a single. It's called Clarity to Blarney. You can stream it.
Are you a singer?
I don't know what you'd call it. I'm kind of the guy who's like, I'm up for anything. Mm-hmm. So I'll try it. And if people are happy with it, then fair. You can consider me whatever you wish.
Deadly. Well, listen, Cian, it's been a pleasure. Will you come back to us?
As long as you want me here, I'll be here, Jennifer.
No, he's going to go. You don't have to come up as early next time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I can have like an extra 40 minutes.
Have an extra
I was
40
like a
weeks.
Dog getting up this morning, but it's fine.
Thanks,
it was dude. Worth it. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks, love.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.